the pain of the past, the fear of the future. 2.8 minutes. It was a total mystery. No one knew until it was worked out. That number is, for pretty much all of you now, the maximum length of time in a day when you will not be stressed, anxious, horrified, overwhelmed, oppressed, fractious, lonely, sad, depressed, or irritated, if you are one of the lucky ones. In a 24-hour day, 2.8 minutes is the absolute maximum that you are prepared to give to stillness. That is a very lowly number. It is sitting quietly in a corner, waiting for you to notice that it is there, ready to be with you, to be held quietly in the palm of your hand, your thumb still and quiet for just these 2.8 minutes of time. Think about it. Can you be still, sit and be still for 2.8 minutes without thinking about something horrid, important, scary? Sitting watching TV does not count, nor does looking at a screen. Picking up a pen, that does not count either. But then, do you even use a pen anymore? Why be still when there's so much we can do to occupy our minds? We are the only creatures on the planet able to choose to watch violence, porn, horror, and romance for pleasure. Why sit still for even a nanosecond when we can gorge on possibility, go shopping, play with bitcoins, scan for likes, swipe right, scroll through realms of violence on the TV apps, hunker down into a rom-com? Progress is just so wild. Why sit still? Why stop? Everything we could ever want is off-world. Hurrah for the internet. Who on earth wants to sit still? This is a real question, and it is a real question that I am asking you, darling reader. Who of you billions on the planet wants to be still? Because I, the writer, wonder if anyone inquires, remembers, or ever knew what life could be in the stillness, the calm, the quiet. I do not want to take you prisoner, I promise. Yet surely you could consider the insanity, the madness, the folly, the losses of unable to be still for 2.8 minutes, lost in the pain of the past, the fear of the future.